In her 2018 bestseller, Dope Sick, journalist Beth Macy took us into the epicenter of America's struggle with opioid addiction. In her new memoir, Paper Girl, she returns to the rural Midwest of her childhood, the town of Urbana, Ohio, to explore the social and political changes that have happened there, as in so many parts of our country. Macy explains that her hometown was hardly a utopia when she grew up there in the 1970s and 80s. Her family was poor, and her dad was an alcoholic, but some things were reliable. Urbana's healthy economy nurtured a thriving middle class, and people believed in the power of a college degree to lift them out of poverty. Paper Girl is part memoir, part reportage, part oral history, and the result is a comprehensive look at a microcosm of modern America. Macy grew up delivering the newspaper in Urbana, one of many local papers that no longer exist. She also grew up intent on a college education and believing that it was honorable and worthwhile. Now, she says, citing a 2022 poll, 37% of American voters agree with the statement that college makes you lose common sense. People take their truths from other people they trust. They don't use evidence to decide what's true, Macy writes. Paper Girl reflects the anger and discontent that have infiltrated our modern discourse. But Macy's courage and truth-telling arms readers with crucial information that, if only heeded by the so-called exhausted majority, could prompt radical change. For KMUW, I'm Suzanne Perez.